Tom, this is Julie Banderas. I want to ask you, I actually received some of the live scanner audio of the officers down. Apparently the shooting, one was shot fatally with a shot to the head, I understand. One shot in the back and leg, suffered severe bleeding, and the other two at the time they weren't sure of. But here's what I found to be most eerie of all, according to this live scanner, that the suspects were barricaded in a house with an AK-47 rifle. In other words, that it was not safe for them to go in and recover their fallen comrades.
Yes, I was listening to my scanner, and I did hear that an officer was laying in the street, and when I heard the address, it's only two blocks from me. There were only a handful of people, but an awful lot of police, and it wasn't long before the gunfire started. It sounded like a war.
Leave in a blaze of glory, front page, we can make it a story. Either this the rock bottom high, or I'm high at rock bottom, getting high with my pop, reconciling all our problems. Drove a couple blocks, got pulled over by a cop, I put it in park, first thought was no wonder why Pac shot him. Disenfranchised, hurt but can't cry, been awakened by demons but dreaming on standby. Boy, trying to pass time, we born in the 80s when crack was less of a habit and more of a pastime. Couldn't blame my daddy, just hope he could hear the sincerity. Maybe this'll be our clarity as we prepare for transhumanism and singularity and evolution more detrimental than single parenting, and it's apparent they wanna fuse the humans and computers. What we view in movies is usually the prelude to the future, but I'm too sane to claim insanity. So before I let my gun bust, I'll bust a nut in Casey Anthony. Tell him I'm going postal, feeling like I got nothing to lose, and all I need is a motherfucking excuse. Tell him I'm going postal, leaving a blaze of glory, front page, we can make it a story. Tell him I'm going postal.
It's disheartening that three officers are now deceased and their families are fatherless and sonless. It's just so senseless.
My homie Pac-10 put me on Siddiqui Bakari, so I'm listening to the teachings, seeking the knowledge. Heard all leaders of readers, indeed I acknowledge and compensate for what degrees I ain't receiving in the college. I'm a small part of all of us, fuck who try and market us. I'm you if you're working hard, but never hard enough. Dropped out at 16, they swore I wasn't smart enough and thought we never make it, but to make it isn't far enough. Now it's non-blacks using the N-word, ignorant to the fact there's still venom within the word. No matter the intent, if it's sickening, we're the cure. I can't defend them, but if we're offended, let's end the word, nigga. I rap about the cars and all the broads, but won't acknowledge eugenics or martial law. Cops shoot us down on the daily, no retribution. Now who ready for revolution? Fuck, I'm going postal, feeling like I got nothing to lose, and all I need is a motherfucking excuse. Tell them I'm going postal, leaving a blaze of glory, front page, we can make it a story. Tell them I'm going postal.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, Tom. Describe if you would. We aired for our viewers some of the gunfire that we were able to hear through our cameras. How long did this exchange of gunfire last?
The first one, just guessing, there had to be a volley of 600 shots fired. And I don't know if it was all SWAT hit, or if it was a combination of him shooting at them, or if they were throwing cover fire so that they could get in there to get their wounded comrades. But there were several of these volleys.
Yeah, we're listening to them actually, Tom, right now. Let's pause here for just a moment. And it went on and on and on. Hundreds and hundreds of bullets.
So delivered.